All right, in our last installment of acronyms and nicknames, we're going to go over one more. We've gone over EMOM, every minute on the minute. We've gone over death by workouts. We've gone over chipper workouts, AMRAP workouts, as many rounds as possible, as many rounds or reps as possible. That's AMRAP. And the last one we're going to go over is one that is just rounds for time. Okay. So let's say that you have, you're going to do a very famous workout and it's called Helen. Okay. Helen workout. Let me make sure I say it right. The Helen workout is a very simple one. It's run 400 meters. You do 21 kettlebell swings at 53 pounds, and then you do 12 pull-ups. And you're going to do 3 rounds, 4 times. So that's what we're talking about today. Rounds, 4 times. It can be any number of rounds that you pick. The certain ones will be 3 or 4 or 5. Or one time we did one, a rounds for time, and it was one of the toughest workouts that I've ever done. It was 10 burpees, 1 muscle up, and 400 meter run times 60 rounds, 4 times. So in that workout, we end up running 15 miles. You do 600 burpees and 60 muscle ups. That one was pretty tough. So you can see that this rounds for time can be drawn out into something like a marathon like that, or it could be like this Helen workout. Run 400 meters, 21 kettlebell swings, 12 pull-ups. You're going to see that this is going to take most people, you know, somewhere between 8 and 15 minutes, right? The Helen workout is a very famous one. You can see tremendous numbers of scores on the board. And like when I look at mine here, the history is everything from, you know, around 9 minutes. Here's an 8:56, 9 minutes, 2 seconds, 8:20, you know, all the way up to where maybe I was doing it with a ruck on and you could get it 12 minutes or something. But the average time is going to be somewhere right around 10 minutes for a lot of people. And that is just a style of workout, a format, rounds for time. So either you can go super long, like the other one I talked about, the 60 muscle ups, 600 burpees and 15 miles of running. That was just 60 rounds for time. Or you could do it really short, 1 round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds for time, 5 rounds for time. And you could put any kind of exercises into this. It doesn't have to be something quite like that, whatever. You can even scale back something like the Helen workout, whereas instead of doing kettlebell swings at 53 pounds, you're doing them at 20 pounds. And instead of doing pull-ups, you're doing body rows. And instead of running 400 meters, you're walking 400 meters. So that would be the same thing. You're going to do that, 3 rounds of that, 4 times. So you put the stopwatch on it so that you have a benchmark to go back to. So if I do that workout that I just mentioned and I scale it and I do that in 25 minutes and I work out real hard and I stay good in the kitchen and everything's going great and I come back to this exact same workout 2 months later and instead of doing it in 25 minutes, I do it in 18 minutes. Well, something's happened. I've been able to get in much better shape. My fitness has improved. I come back to it 4 months after that and I do it and I don't have to walk anymore. I'm now running and I do it in 15 minutes. So I'm getting better, right? It's a way of knowing where you are. And it's very, very valuable way. In my opinion, if you're not keeping track of your workouts, you know, you definitely should be. It really, really helps me and it helps a lot of other people. I do it on a piece of software or website called Beyond the Whiteboard. There's many of them that you can choose. It doesn't matter which one you choose. Just find one that you like, that you can put your workouts into and keep track. So then when you come back to those workouts, you'll know. That's why they're called benchmark workouts. You'll know whether you did better or worse than you did last time. You're not guessing. All right, so that concludes our nickname or AMRAP series on Physical Friday. If I left any out, send me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. I'll do one on that too. Send me your favorite rounds for time workout, and let me see what you're up to, and I'll send you one of my favorite ones as well. So I hope you're not as confused as you might have been before with all these crazy initials, acronyms, and nicknames, but hopefully that helped. All right, get after it, and we'll see you next week on Physical Friday.